Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on our podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
It's your boy, the Grizz.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week we are covering Heat H of Robot Wars, Series 6. Anyway, shall we jump straight into 6 minutes into the episode when they get rid of all the gunk that tells you exactly who's going through?
Certainly. Our first four-way consists of... From Somerset, Ming 3.
I want... Mum, I want Razor. We have Razor at home. Razor at home.
Which Razor?
Yep. I mean, it's a shame because Ming is one of these robots.
It has an identity crisis.
Yes. You see, it's one of these things of... The actual basic design from season 4... has been the same, except for the weapon.
Mm-hmm. Like, the first... Ming 1 in Season 3 was its own thing, like, with the big, weird disc.
Yeah.
And then 4, it was just kind of basic and flat, but it's like, ah, flippers are big, now I'll do a flipper. Season 5, I don't really remember, unless was Season 5 when they had the claw.
Season 5 was the first season of The Claw.
Right. So it's just like, it just looked to other robots and goes, hey, what's winning Robot Wars? And then it's like, okay, let's just do that.
I do get the impression, one thing, because Ming, I'm sure, has been a seed twice.
Probably a lower seed last year, yeah.
And it just kind of confuses me, because it's...
I don't think he could have been a seed in season 4, because in season 3 it lost in the first round.
Yeah.
And badly in the first round. That's when it faced Mortis.
Oh, why?
As we were just actually discussing about them just before we came on.
So I know that Ming Dynasty ends up as a seed, and I have no idea how.
Yeah. And... I mean, that's also the thing. It's like going through the identity crisis even more, and it's like then it tries to be original, and that doesn't work out for them either.
It could be worse. They could also have built a shitty Son of Waiachi clone for the same series.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wait.
Oh. What, next season or this season?
Season 7.
Okay.
Anyway, let's stop shitting on Ming 3. They've done something we haven't, and that's built up multiple robots.
True. But still, like, this is what fans are. They're people that sit and make comments on this stuff, even though, despite the fact it's something we can't do ourselves.
Yep.
That's why I so much Gladiators every week, and I get angry at people for not fighting in Joe. It's like, yeah, you climb up there and try and fight fucking... yeah, see how well you can do. Just stick your stuff in my face, we fucking... cake and crisps.
Mate, they won't even let you go out and carry bags anymore.
That's true. I was having the quick... I'll just say this quickly. Like, I was having a discussion with, like, some of my pals, and I was like, do you know what they should do? They should make, like, fat gladiators. Like, gladiators for, like, the more portly gentleman. So I can get, like, a feeling of accomplishment. It's like, oh, you've done the Eliminator in 25 minutes. Congratulations.
You did the Eliminator at all.
Yeah, it's like, it's like when you get to the Travelator, you get like a seat there. You get like sit down for a minute to catch your breath.
Yep.
Fat Gladiators. Like, that needs to be the new thing.
Yep.
But then we need to go against each other in the first heat.
That wouldn't be fair. You're considerably taller. Anyway.
But I digress. Can you guess that I'm excited about Gladiators coming back?
I'm sure I could be if I wasn't so tired.
From West Sussex, Hot Pants.
This is the same team that made Pandemonium. How have they gone backwards in four seasons?
Right, I'll say it now while I remember, because you brought up. In fact, it was in this first fight. They brought up that they built up Pandemonium.
Yep.
And they says they lost to Napalm in season three. Wrong.
No, in season three they were falsely getting accused of being
the stabby
robot. Of being an out of control stabby robot.
Yes. And after all these years, and even us pointing and saying, You did it, it turns out it wasn't, and for that we still apologize.
Even that, I mean, we apologize so much we even edited that reference out of the episode.
Mm-hmm. But still, the fact remains, we will hold responsibility for saying it.
Yep.
From West Sussex, Hassox Hog.
What a bizarre looking robot.
This thing is weird.
But kind of compelling to watch. So it's a lifter slash flipper robot with enormous ears and a Matilda fetish.
Yes. Yes, it very, very much has a thing.
In our episodes, it might even be the worst looking robot in the fight. In this one, it happens to be Joint Top.
Yeah. Because from Norwich, Spam.
I genuinely do not understand how this thing's meant to work. So Spam is a circular robot. It's like this kind of dome shape. Mm-hmm. And it has two spinning discs, one at the top, one at the bottom. This is the same team that made... Oh, okay, because I was like... Because I was just looking on the Wikipedia, it's like, this team entered before with Judge Mech, a robot that failed to qualify twice.
Nice.
They're also the team that made Pain.
No way!
So at least this robot moves.
Yay! Okay, now I like it.
Its main weapon, but basically, so there's these two circular discs that spin, which generates kinetic energy for a rotating stick.
Yes.
I mean, is it meant to be a drill? Is it? It just kind of.
It looks like it's meant to be like a claw that also twists. Like it's meant to like pierce and then grab and then twist, like you're. Like when you, if you stab somebody and then like twist the knife inside them to do more damage. Yeah, that's the first thing I went to. That's healthy.
So, Hot Pants is doing okay until they trigger the weapon and then they're dead.
But they got balls though.
I've got to be honest that this fight isn't great.
No.
Now,
when Ming, it looks like the best robot in there.
There is one matter of controversy.
Oh.
So you remember a couple of weeks ago when Stinger could only go in circles?
Yes, him.
But they didn't disqualify
it. He was practically dead.
Yes. Meanwhile, Hassock Hog is in the same boat. It's only going in circles. Meanwhile, Ming Free pits Spam.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliantly. I mean, it's actually a great bit of driving from Ming Free.
Yeah.
It like Spam Free's not paying attention. They're kind of watching Hot Pants getting pitted.
Yep. And Ming
then they just
comes
get
up from behind.
Off Ming Free.
Yeah.
But because Hassock Hogg was going in a circle, it was immobilized. Which has never been a thing up until now. Now, we know it's a thing later.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, it probably should be a rule. I think the definition is, if you cannot move out with the circumference of your robot...
Mm-hmm. So no crab walking.
Yeah. Well, no, crab walking's allowed because you are making control motion.
Hmm. Okay, maybe in Robot Wars that is.
Is it basically if all you can do is go in a circle, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
So, because the thing that killed Hassock Hogg was a CO2 vent.
Oh, great.
That's actually what killed it, was that CO2 vent fires off inside it and it doesn't move freely from that point.
I mean, those CO2 vents, while I thought they were just there for a show, have taken out some robots.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so the hog is out. And to be honest, that was a weird creation anyway. Like, it has no top armor and has no armor at the back.
Yep.
Like, it's pretty exposed for the most part.
Yep.
And since that's the only time I get to talk about it, that's why I'm bringing it up. Hot Pants say that their link fell out, and that's why they died.
Oh.
So you said like it fired the weapon and then died. Do you think it fired its weapon so ferociously that it just popped what is it we use here? Is it the link?
Yeah.
Yes. Because I know they use something different over there in the States.
Oh, don't even get started on that. We do not need to touch that.
Not right now, anyway.
Yeah.
In a few seasons.
Anyway. So, we've got one more four-way to do. Yes.
From Surrey, Supernova.
Right. I love Supernova.
Same.
It's a brilliant looking robot. It genuinely might be the unluckiest robot in Robot Wars history.
Mm-hmm.
It has this phenomenal record. It's one of these robots. It's a robot that's too damaging for its own good.
Yep.
Because it does so much damage that it breaks itself.
Poor thing.
I mean, it fought Behemoth. It lost. This all sound awful. This is about as well as it does in a UK Championship as this episode.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Sorry, it's not almost. It is as good as it does.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate.
There's also,
because it deserves better.
Though it does get one wonderful run in one event.
Yes.
But, no, I love Supernova.
Even comes back in the reboot, does it not?
It comes back in the reboot. It's really effective in the reboot.
Yay. But we'll move on just now. We'll have some time with Supernova today.
Yes. I have one other thing that I get really annoyed about, so we'll get to that when it comes to this team.
Oh, okay.
No, we'll get to it.
Oh, when it gets to
episode.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. From Hampshire, Short Circuit.
Right. How the fuck are you meant to know if this robot's damaged or not?
When it comes in looking
it
like it's been ran over by a monster truck.
Junk.
Yeah. We alluded to Double Trouble in one of our previous episodes, looking like that was a trash robot because it was like kind of graffiti style. But this thing looks like It looks like it literally drove out of a scrap heap that it built itself.
It's a sentient... It looked like a bit of sentient scrap just got up and went, I want to fight people!
And the fact that it's called Short Circuit, I was expecting a Johnny Five robot to come out, and it didn't, and that made me really sad.
Anyway.
I love Johnny Five.
I've never seen it.
You seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
You've never seen... Fuck. Oh, my God. Right. See, for one of our next, like, specials, we're watching the Short Circuit double... That's, yep. Episode, what, 300 or whenever our next milestone is? Like...
Well, we're not doing... Well, we've already done the... Right. Just in case anyone's wondering, are you doing a 250th episode special? No, we are not, because we did Pond the Bird in between seasons.
Yes. Well, again, this is something we were discussing just off air, so we'll just thing it here quickly. We were going to do the Plunderbird documentary for 250, but because it fell like in like the middle of this season, and because Alan can't count, we needed that
mainly
bonus episode.
Alan can't count.
Mainly. So we done it early. So technically our 250th episode extravaganza has already been done. So we're just going to continue on this season as is. So technically, we have done a special for 250. We just already did it. But for 300 now, this is it. We're marking this here. We're going to do the Short Circuit 1 and 2 reviews. Because it's about a robot. So it falls under our jurisdiction. It's happening. It's on record now.
I'm sure I'll remember to do it. Anyway.
Also, one more thing, since we're talking about Johnny Five, I bought, like, over Christmas, a Johnny Five, like, kind of knockoff Lego building kit. So I'll take a photo of him and show you what he looks like.
Hooray.
Yeah, because he's great. I love him. From East Sussex, Tiberius 3.
Featuring Sam Smith, the later part of the Carbide team. And designer of very pretty Crusher robots.
Mm.
Not very durable, though.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And from Essex, seated number 10, Spawn Again.
Yeah. Yep. So Spawn Again is, right, enormous flipper robot.
Mm-hmm. Oof, pardon me.
I wish I liked this robot.
I want to like this robot.
But it is so disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this battle, because I know I mentioned last week about the free jobbers. Supernova bodies everyone in this match.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the most impressive robot, and the robot that I actually, you could be convinced up until about 30 seconds before the end of the battle that there were three robots in this fight. Because Spawn Again does nothing. Flips Tiberius 3 when Tiberius 3 was already starting to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spawn Again somehow qualifies because it's the least destroyed by Supernova. Short Circuit is in pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Short Circuit gets his own weapon, like, completely ripped out. Which I don't think... Its weapon wasn't that well attached to begin with.
Yeah.
By the looks of things. But I'm literally watching, as I always do, I have them on the background on mute. I'm watching it right now, and in the background, while Tiberius and Supernova are fighting, Spawn Again is just sitting in the middle of the arena, just kind of turning a little. Like, it's barely making any movement whatsoever.
Yep.
Like, Short Circuit, as much as we made fun of that, That thing is at least moving around the arena and trying.
Uh-huh.
Spawn has done nothing.
Yep.
And, yeah, no, I'm very inclined to agree with you. Like, throughout this fight, you'd think that there's only three robots there.
Yeah.
And the only reason Spawn, again, gets the flip that you says it gets on Tiberius is purely because these two robots fight close to Spawn again.
Yep.
So it gets a lucky flip, flips Tiberius 3, and then manages to self-right itself, and then barely manages to trundle away.
Uh-huh.
From its other position. And then Supernova, who's done absolutely everything in this fight, then rips off fucking Sir Killalot's tits.
Yes!
But I feel bad for Tiberius.
Yep.
And then added insult. And honestly, I think Short Circuit's made of wood. Now that I'll get another look at it. Supernova comes in and, like, detaches the shell from the rest of the body of Short Circuit.
Yep.
So Supernova and Spawn advance, despite the fact that Spawn probably flipped Tiberius further than Spawn moved in distance throughout this entire fight.
Mm-hmm. But hey, all kidding aside, if you could get away with doing that, you would.
Mm. Yeah, like, work smart, not hard.
Exactly.
Mm. Where's the lie, folks?
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled T-E-K-N-O-A-X-E.
So, Ming 3 versus Supernova is our first semi-final match.
Yeah. And the second that Ming 3 enters into the match, there's just like, we're fucked.
We're fucked.
We have exposed wheels, they've got a spinning weapon, and within... Well, the one chance they have is if they get a grip of the opposition with their claw. And what's the first thing that Supernova does, it rips the wiring out of the claw.
Mm-hmm. JP says he thinks it's the Shreemak
it's not,
wire.
It's the whole weapon.
It's the whole weapon.
And you just see that how it's like, oh, they're dead. They're very, very dead.
During the interview just before this fight, there were Philippa was interviewing Supernova, and there was a Techno Games banner in the background.
Yeah.
I just find that weird. Yeah, so it was like a 1 in a million chance Nova gets that wire, and from there, it just starts decimating Ming. It takes the wheel out of the tire, so the wheel's still spinning, but it's not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's finally done. It gets flipped and pitted. Ming 3 is gone.
Now, is this the... I'm sure this happened before. Has Ming 3 done this before where the wheel's moving but the tire is not?
I feel like it has. Because Ming has really weird tires.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
And I think this... It's either it's got getting knocked out like it did here, or it just gets ripped clean off.
Mm-hmm. The one issue I do have with Ming is... he doesn't half moan... Because he does. He goes on a little rant about, it's there's spinners and there's beautiful robots. And you kind of sit there, what the fuck is he on about?
Yeah, like, considering, if you're trying to say that your robots are beautiful robots, like, yeah, it is, because you copied fucking Razor, who's a beautiful robot.
I mean, yeah, it's just kind of frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, I get, to an extent, obviously, like, frustrations with having to watch your robot be completely demolished like that. But still, at the same time, it's like, I feel like maybe it's purely because they think they are Razor, they need to start acting like Razor. And then see if the guy then started talking about sportsmanship and the gentleman's agreement, then that would have been something.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, it's just... See, for a robot that never really done very well, like, ever, I don't really think you really have that kind of right to complain.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's how I feel.
It's a perfectly valid way to feel.
Mm.
Anyway.
Spam again.
Spam versus Spawn again. Oh, boy. So Spam's kind of going, we're in a real rough place. We're not, you know, we're probably not going to do well here. One of our discs is already broken. They then proceed to go talk to the Spawn Again team.
Uh-huh.
And, oh dear. That robot is that robot is held together by chewing gum and sticky tape.
And it was only in one fight where it didn't fucking do anything.
And
it's not like it was in like the first round with fucking Hypnodisc. I mean, it was in there with the spinner, but I think I would say they probably came out relatively unscathed. So, yeah, Spawn again barely moves in this match. Spam dances around Spawn constantly.
Doesn't do anything.
Yep. Like, there's tons of times it got a chance to do a flipper. Yep. Got tons of times where he got to use his flipper, didn't use it. It popped it once and missed Spawn.
Yeah.
Missed Spam, sorry. But then that just must have been enough to scare Spam, who then drove into the pit.
Out of nowhere!
Hey.
Out of...
Yeah, and then my last line of the notes was just... Last line of notes was just, that was fucking terrible.
This is the worst fight we've seen in... This is the only fight I'm like, I don't need to see this again.
Like, I don't know what it is with Spawn Again. Like, every year since Spawn Again has become a thing, like, it always comes in with potential and just wet farts all over the competition. But still somehow makes it to the semifinals every time. Spoilers.
Oh. Anarchy would have ripped it to shreds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we know how this is going. I mean, we know exactly how this is going. Supernova, it's been dominating. It's been absolutely everywhere. And Spawn Again... It stands no chance, and then the second Spawn Again starts moving properly. Like, oh, okay, so Spawn Again's moving, okay, fair enough. And then Supernova runs into the wall. I don't know what happened, if they snapped the axle between the wheel and the motor, or what happened.
But one, the wheel breaks. And two, the wheel high-sides the other wheel.
So, I think
Supernova cannot move within 10 seconds of the start of the fight.
It gets this one good shot just before that, where, like, is it before or maybe after it? Yeah, no, it's after it. Like, it gets this one shot where Spawn goes for a flip and then Nova ends up inside under the flipping arm of Spawn. And I thought, well, it may still be in with a chance here, but that's when, like, as soon as it comes out there, that's when you start seeing whatever it was that happened. But, like, yeah, Jonathan Pierce says that he thinks, like, the bottom had fell out of Nova. Because it's still moving a little bit, but then it just stops completely. It spends more time traveling using its own saw weapon than it actually does using its wheels. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, something happened. And it just... You can see one wheel frantically trying to move.
That's
and it's
the worst
just
part.
Not getting anywhere.
That is actually the worst part, is you can see... It's the other wheel is absolutely fine, and it just can't move.
Ugh, it was just, it was a damn shame. It was so unfortunate.
And, yeah.
And so by, once again, not any real fault of his own, Spawn again wins another fight.
Now, what doesn't help with this particular... Right, as I said, the match is over in 10 seconds. The match does not last 40 seconds. Which is what should have happened. The second that it stops moving, okay, it gets counted out. Instead, and the problem is, it's not even that the house robots are ripping it apart or doing anything interesting. It's just kind of, the corpse gets nudged around a lot. And then, randomly, at one point, Spawn again flips Supernova. For no reason. Supernova then gets caught on its disc and screams full force into the front of Spawn again.
Yeah, that was the bit. That was the bit
I
was referring to.
A huge chunk out the front.
Yeah, that was the bit I was referring to earlier when I says it got in under the flipper at one point. And I thought that maybe been at the start of the fight, but it's like, no, it landed on its disc, and its disc propelled it into Spawn.
So if Spawn again had just left it alone.
Because I think Spawn was pretty done after that as well.
Oh yeah, Spawn again is not in a good way. In a fight where it won in 10 seconds, it still managed to hurt itself.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will get on to the trivia.
Yes.
Oh, that was the other thing. I can't remember which one it was. Craig Charles, at one point, says to Supernova, oh, you guys are like new. I was sitting there going,
no, they're not.
No, they're not. The robot's not new. The team's been around since Series 2.
Yeah.
They've been in Robot Wars as long as you have, Craig.
Oh, no. That's a good point, actually.
So, anyway, the trivia. This heat included Ming-Free keeping up its sequence of reaching the second round of an even-numbered series, and the robot who knocked it out being beaten in its next battle. Growler was involved in a heat final for the first time.
Yay.
This was the only episode of Series 6 not to have a picture from at least one battle featured in an issue of Robot Wars, the official magazine. When talking about Hot Pants in the first melee, Jonathan Pierce said the team's previous entry, Pandemonium, was defeated by Napalm in Series 3 when it was actually Series 2.
Yeah.
And after the Heat final, Craig Charles said Spawn again was through to the Heat semi-finals when he meant to say the series semi-finals. However, when interviewing the team later on, he did ask the team if they could repair the robot in time for the semis, meaning the series semi-finals.
Yeah, that
I'm sure
get
that's
them.
A sentence that makes sense.
Yes.
Anyway, we have 4 Heats left to go.
So soon?
I mean, it's not like we're going to see a golden version of an iconic robot that is very, very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of course referring to the first Sabretooth.
Of course.
Wait a minute, A-Kill is referred to as a new robot in this.
No.
No? No. Okay. I'm very tired.